Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic suggested by the first caller of the day, and then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge, and her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie.
Thank you, and it's good to hear your voice. You sound good today.
Thank you, I am. It's been a great day. How are you?
I'm good. Couldn't be better. We got sunshine and no wind.
There you go. Well, it's wonderful to feel that way. The thing about being human is that we can't always be on top of the world, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But we can aim for it, and we can.
And we can make the best of every situation.
Right, and we can surf through uncomfortable emotions and reclaim our joy. It's just that it takes work.
It does take work. And the work is to know what you're learning from the experience. That's what the work is.
Well, that's right, because thought, feeling, experience that we have is nothing but a learning lesson or an opportunity to learn.
So something's happened to you, and it just isn't great, and it's made you miserable. Find out how you did it.
Yeah. And don't repeat it if it's your...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, Ada Marie, as I mentioned to you, Yvette is our first caller of the day, and I know you have a short and sweet answer to this, but she wanted to know how you use integrity to find true love.
Well, I know that was off the top of my head, so
yeah,
it disappeared. But it is a correct answer. The thing is, true love has to come from the heart, and how you find it is in the heart. And if say that you're very enamored with somebody and you love them very much, but someplace in the heart there's something that isn't clicking. It's just not clicking. It's like, you if you're in the relationship, if you hang in there long enough, you'll find that this person has this one thing going on with them that doesn't show up every day, that doesn't show up every time you talk to them, but it will show up. It'll show up when they're in a certain energy pattern and unhappy. You just have to be honest with yourself when you finally see it and say, do I think I could put up with this on a day-to-day basis? And if you're not honest with yourself and you move into that kind of a situation, you'll find yourself moving out of it in a few years because you can't deal with it.
Well, that doesn't sound like true love.
That's not true love.
Right.
But what happens, true love... And this is ridiculous, but it's true. True love is something that you feel for yourself and you share with the other person. You share it. It's a sharing.
That doesn't sound ridiculous to me, because all love starts on the inside. You need to love yourself before you can love anybody else.
That's true. But most people don't. They keep looking for love to make up what they don't have. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
What you have is wonderful if you just honor it. You have to honor those parts of yourself. And then when you find someone who can honor themselves and be good with themselves about honoring themselves, then you've found a real person, a person you can share with.
Well, now that sounds like that has to do with integrity right there.
That is integrity.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't ever recognized as integrity. What it's recognized as, a flirtation, something. But the truth is that I know people that have been married 75 years. In fact, we just had a couple here the other day. They were married 76 years. And so everybody in the room said, well, how could you stay married to one person that long? And she kind of looked at him, and he kind of looked, a wonderful couple. He looked at her, and he said, they both said it at the same time, he's always right. And she said, he's always right. And everybody laughed. But
oh,
you know,
yeah.
What they said was that they listened to each other and they shared.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I couldn't help it. Tears just came down my face because how true. My aunt and uncle were married almost 80 years. If he'd have lived another day, they would have been married 80 years.
Oh.
And they got married and they were 16.
Oh, that's...
They were knocking 100 hard.
Wow, I guess so.
Yeah. And yet, you never seen them when they weren't okay. If they had something that they had to deal with, they did it privately. It never came out of their house. It never came out on the street. And my goodness, I grew up with those kind of relatives, so it was very hard for me to move to California and people were putting their dirty laundry on the street to the neighbors.
Yeah,
that's the biggest problem with marriages today. They take their nonsense and take it to the neighbors or somebody, and then they get all this information that's useless to them to begin with, and they shouldn't even be listening. They should be sitting with their mate talking.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well, what else would you like to say about love before we take calls?
Well, what I'd like to say is, if you love yourself truthfully and honor yourself and treat yourself with good respect, then you are going to honor your friend or the person working at the store or anybody, because you have honor for yourself.
Makes sense.
I mean, it's like 1, 2, 3. I like me so you can.
Well, that sounds like part of the wedding vows, too, to love and honor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, people won't pay much attention to them, but yes, it does say that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I guess that's part of life's lessons.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just noticed that Yvette disappeared. I don't know what happened to her. Maybe she'll call back.
Probably.
Yeah.
She may have got her answer, too.
She may have, yeah, mm-hmm. because that might have been what her question had to do with, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, you know, we oftentimes get those answers even when we haven't put forward the question. You know,
many times the answers come. In fact, the other day there was two of us ladies sitting in a booth, and behind us were three people sitting, and they were talking and everything, and the man was a little bit louder than the women, and so it was very interesting because us three girls got a real interesting class lesson. I don't know what they were discussing, but anyway, the man said, he said to the two women, he said, you know, if you engage your heart before you engage your mouth, you wouldn't have so many problems.
Mm. Wow, well, that comes back to love, that's for sure, because as you mentioned, it all starts at the heart level.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But it, you know, we tried not to. We didn't laugh out loud.
Well.
But it was so true.
Yeah.
It was so true that it was. We just couldn't help it. So when they left, Sherry said to me, she said, "Isn't that the truth?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Yes, honey, it is the truth." And she said, "You know, every once in a while I spout off when I should keep my mouth shut." I said, "Well, there's your lesson right there. You won't do it anymore."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's interesting that in many cases, if people just refrain from their remark, everything would be fine.
That's true.
I mean, or rephrased it into something positive.
Yes, yes.
You know, you can do that too.
Well, I'd like to talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
Why don't we take a call, and we can also ask the next caller if she has a topic that she would like to discuss after we take her question.
Okay, that's good.
This is Diana, and Diana, you're live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. It's the first time I called in. And,
oh, well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer, and it was quite surprising. I had just met a fellow, it was about a little over a year ago, and came to find out that my older brother who raised me, it's the same cancer that Steve Jobs from Apple Computer, neck cancer, neuroendocrine cancer, and Patrick Swayze had, but I was found out extremely early, and it led me on this journey. I'm in a study at the National Institute of Health. During this journey, I had this fellow stay with me, and, you know, my heart's a little broken because I had to learn the word no and empathy for myself. It kind of drained me financially, spiritually throughout the journey, and he wanted to recently come back. He wound up in a shelter, and I had to learn the word no. And I'm trying to be forgiven of my responsibility that early on I should have been more faithful in, you know, learning to say no and have more faith in God that, you know, the journey was that I needed to, I guess, learn to have more, I don't know, confidence within myself. So now I hear, here I am on the other side of this, not so much. I'm still taking this journey with my brother and hoping that my house will sell and that everything will go forward. So whatever the lesson is that I need to learn, I'm learning it. And question would be, you know, this year in general, how will things progress as far as the house selling and my ability to get closer to my family?
What you're saying is you haven't really decided to sell the house. You're selling it because you think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I live about 140 miles from my family, and it is a bit much for me. And as I'm getting older in age, I really want to be closer to the family.
So they're 80 miles away from where you live.
140.
140. I live upstate New York, and they're on Long Island. I moved up here like over 15 years ago. My late husband's dream, so I took care of his mom with Alzheimer's, and this month he'll be gone 10 years. He had a different form of cancer, so, you know.
Mm. So what is your question then?
My question is, when will this house sell?
Well, your house could sell at any time as soon as you let go of it. You love your house a lot. And
I do.
You are going to sell it. So your feelings are kind of mixed because it isn't something you really want to do, but it's something you're finding a necessity in life to do. So you got to make peace with yourself about letting go of the house, and it'll sell right away.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm at peace with selling the house. It's not it's what will happen thereafter, and will everything be okay, you know? So.
Yes, everything will be fine as soon as you can release it. Because that's a big change.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, so when you can release what you have now, it'll be much better when you go. So, yes,
okay.
You can release it. If you can release it, do so. And everything will move quickly and smoothly, and you'll be happy.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Okay,
sense.
Good.
Okay, thank you so much.
Was there something more, Diana?
Just in general, if the angels, if there's anything that I should be aware of, you know, I'm open to.
Yes. The thing you need to be aware of is to say no when you should say no, which you don't do very good.
Hmm.
If I'm wrong, I'll stand corrected.
No, you're right. I have, you know, I just, you know, feel badly when people are in need, et cetera, and when I do say no, it's
honey,
like...
you've got to take care of you.
Hmm?
You're number one. Take a look in the mirror. The person looking back at you, you need to take care of. And you, your heart is so soft that it's like jello. So tighten it up a little bit. Okay?
I will. I definitely will.
Okay, because that's what you... Yeah, you have to do that. Because down the road... These people that you've taken care of are not going to be there to help you. I can guarantee
it. No, they haven't been, and it's my heart is really, really torn apart with this fellow that really hurt me. I mean, it's just been very, very hard to get over.
Well, you know what? It's a good lesson, so don't let it happen again.
That is true. We learn ouch once,
you
right?
Got it?
That's
got
right.
It.
Yeah. Usually the best lessons are the ones that come the hard way.
Yep.
Mm.
They do. But
very
you can
true.
You can get around it and keep it from happening again.
Yes, I will. And
You're a real kind, strong person.
I try to be. I'm actually going to try
you
and
are.
Start a
You are.
Start a foundation to help people with cancer, you know? It's just, it's been a journey. So I was just hopeful that the house will sell and I will be able to have some peace this year.
The house will sell. If you tell the house to sell, the house will sell and you will journey to a much better, enjoyable situation and the cancer will disappear.
Yes, I have confidence that it will. I'm just been concerned about my brother, so... Yep. But if there's anything else the angels want me to know, that I'm more than open to it.
Well, you could call me privately and we could talk, but you've got strength and you're a very, very wonderfully fine person. So you just talk to God and he'll direct you.
I will.
I talk to him all the time.
I do.
Huh?
I talk to him all the time.
Good. Good. Good.
And I thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Is there a subject you'd like us to talk about, Diana?
I guess empathy and compassion.
Those are good topics. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah. What do you want to say about that, Ada Marie?
I want to say that if everybody went within and took stock of what they felt, what they really felt inside, they'd be well versed with compassion and insight and understanding, because it's inside of them. They just don't want to use it because it might give them less energy or less, you know, they wouldn't be as smart as they want people to think they are. But you're only as wise as your action.
Yeah,
you're only as wise
Yeah. Empathy, compassion for yourself. I'm learning that. That, you know, I'd like to be a flashlight. I'd like to be a flashlight to people in the dark, but I guess I have to be my own flashlight first.
Right. That's right.
That's a good metaphor.
That really is. It is. You know, I find it awful. People come walking up the driveway with their head down and sad, and the first thing I say when they come to the door, ring the bell, I say, if you don't smile, you can't come in. You got to have a smile to come in here.
Yep, you got to let your light shine.
It's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
You have to let your
That's
light shine.
Right.
Well, see it. Yeah.
Right.
But I thank you so much for your advice, and I will tell the house immediately to sell.
Okay, good.
God
and
bless
I think
you.
We can. Yeah.
And bless you too, honey.
Yeah. And I think we can talk about thinking positive and how that can manifest positive results too, Ada Marie.
That's all it does. If you see the. Everything has two sides, right? But if you look for the positive side and you find that beam, that teeny little thought that is positive, and you use it, it'll multiply so fast your head will swim.
It's kind of like a light
battery.
You have the negative and the positive. A battery won't work with both.
Mm-hmm.
But if you concentrate just on the negative, it's still not going to work. So you have to have a little negative and a little positive. And you have to put the positive out to the universe. So hopefully it'll come back to you.
And it
Thank
will
you
come
guys.
Back. You're welcome. Thank you. You're interesting. I like it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless, Diana.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Oh,
yes. Be
thank
blessed.
You for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're in an interesting situation, Ada Marie.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have another caller, so we need to come up with a topic.
She just gave us a good topic.
Okay.
The topic of being positive and looking forward.
Oh, yes.
Seeing the light. I mean, there is no better topic.
Right.
We probably don't have callers today because people are busy doing something that would normally be listening to the show if they could.
Well, let's...
And go ahead.
Let's talk about that in a minute. I think Yvette has called back. I see a similar phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check this out.
Okay.
Yes.
Is this Yvette?
Yeah.
Hi, we lost
Sorry.
You.
I know, I don't know what
That's
happened.
All right. Glad you made it back.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for Ada Marie?
Hi, Ada. Yeah. It's actually very specific about a guy that I know, kind of know. He, to make an interesting, a long story kind of short, for the last year, he would see me, and he gets super excited and super exuberant, and I know he actually is a really nice person, but part of all that energy kind of was a bit of a turnoff and kind of like made me a little standoffish and like it just took way over the top. And I mean, and I'm funny, like I'm a really expressive person too, especially if I know you. If I know you and like you, it's a deal breaker. It's just no, like forget it. But if I don't know you, it's another topic. You know, that you're not getting any of that. And I don't think he really knows me that well, even though he wants to know me, and I'm getting this super ridiculous high energy. And then, basically, to make the long story short, we were in a group setting, and he kind of wanted to, I don't know, dance with me or something, and I kind of, like, just kind of, like, stood there, like, it was kind of weird how he came into my space again, and it felt, again, awkward. And part of me is like, okay, so there's an awkwardness between us, but I also know that he is a good person. He is worth getting to know. So I guess, and I know right now he's playing cool because that's good. I want him to play cool. I just wish he was more grounded in approaching me. It never felt grounded, doesn't feel safe. Like, and now it's like, now that he's not like acting like a goofball, And I like goofballs because I'm a goofball. But I'm like, okay, now he's – it feels like when he was grounded yesterday and just like, hi. I'm like, hi. I'm like, cool. It felt good. But I guess I want to know what your insight is about this person and I guess about this dynamic.
Well, his dynamics are different than a lot of people's. But, you know, again, something excited him to act that way. Maybe he don't always act that way.
Okay.
Because you may find that you like him in spite of the way he acted.
No. I think he's a great person. I actually know he's a good person. I just couldn't – that energy for someone – like, he doesn't really know me. Like, in a way, when I act like that with someone, it's they know me.
Mm.
So I act like that with someone I know. Like, you're going to not forget about it. Like, I'll hug you, I'll love you, and you're going to know it because I know you. And, like, there's a boundary that's been broken between us where there's, like, a safety net there. Because the only person that's going to get that is someone that I trust. So not that I don't think he's a good guy because I think he is a good guy. I just think, like, he senses that in me because I might be like that with other people. He might want that from me, but I can't give that to him because I don't know him that, like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I guess what
it sounds
I'm
like you're just... Go ahead.
Sound like what? Well, I guess I'm also curious. I'm like, so I know he's pulled back a bit, which is fine because I want him to be grounded in his approach to me. I'm not a caricature. I'm not like, just like, I'm not always high. I'm high, yes, but there's other sides to me. And I want to find a medium when, like, you know, a dynamic when two people are just like, hey, this is cool. Like, and then I want that. Then you can be like that with me after you get to know me.
Mm-hmm. So you're not liking the questions.
What is we talking about?
Yvette, can you restate your question to her?
Oh, I guess I want to know in general. I guess.
What is it?
I'm trying to get the question out. I guess where is this guy?
Take your time.
Okay, thank you. I guess where is this guy coming from? And now that they say now that the chain, like the chain or the things have been slowed down a bit. I guess I'm curious: is he going to reinsert or reinstigate, but in a different way? Like, because I know he does like me, but I think right now he's just like in a quandary of like, how do I approach this person?
Well, have you talked to him? Have you asked him a question to see how he'd respond and tell him you're nervous with that kind of talk?
You know, it's funny because that was part of the reason why. Part of the reason why I didn't do that, because it's a pattern of mine, and I'm looking at my patterns and how I can grow. And usually when something bad happens, I process out of the fear to make something, to think I did something wrong when I really didn't do anything wrong. So that wouldn't have been the right approach for me to approach him at that time and moment. So, which is a huge lesson for me to learn that I don't have to, quote unquote, always think I'm effing up because I didn't react in a way that in that moment when I know my soul is telling me something I don't know how to explain when why do I not do what you think you should do but I don't do it and it wasn't
sounds
that I should
like,
have done anything
yeah it sounds kind of like fear to me
that's
yeah,
what it sounds like to me too totally afraid
okay I will honor that I know that but there is something else as well. I mean, I don't know. It's just not just the fear. Yeah, it is fear, but it's also that it doesn't feel grounded. The energy that's coming at me doesn't feel grounded. It doesn't feel safe. It doesn't feel supported
in
anything.
Then you should leave. well, you should leave the relationship totally alone because you feel like you're not comfortable in it.
I'm not in it. I'm not in a relationship with
you. You're not comfortable, then just walk away.
No, I have walked. I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything. I was just curious on now that the energy has slowed down a bit. Do you see a shift happening?
Well, it's a decision you have to make, but it sounds to me like you were not comfortable in the beginning, and that usually sets the pace for the whole relationship. So I would say that you could just move on. Huh?
I kind of knew all this, yeah. So you just answered my question for me. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, so you've got your answer then, Yvette?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I kind of know what's going on. I just was curious on some other insight. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ada Marie's very down to earth in her approach to things. She keeps it simple.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you.
Well, to tell you the truth, you could talk 15,000 words and you could say it all in five. So the truth will set you free, and it don't take much to get it out. It comes out real quick.
Does that make sense, Yvette?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get it. I mean, it's just weird when you're dealing with a dynamic that, yeah, either like the, I don't know. I mean, I think this is a good person. I think this person is worth getting to know. I just feel like the uneasiness of the anxiety that this, or this energy is coming from an unanchored place. So if it's coming from something unanchored,
right.
Like, this is the part where women, this is where women deny the story, or they just go for the glamour. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm kind of like integrating all of the aspects of it and kind of seeing where it settles in me.
Yeah.
Well, it made you uncomfortable. It made you uncomfortable, and it sounds like you're honoring that feeling as you work your way through it.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's where I'm at. Yeah.
If it made you uncomfortable in the beginning, what's going to happen 5 years from now? Think about that.
Oh, no. I know myself well enough. I mean, there's just nothing. At this time in the journey, I definitely know myself well enough to know the universe reveals pretty quickly if there's going to be mayhem. And I'm pretty much sure that if a guy doesn't know, I don't play around, so probably he won't be wasting my time. Well, thank you guys.
Well, you'll know as time goes on.
Absolutely.
You'll know more.
Yeah, that's the universe communicating that. And just, yeah, I don't know, but part of me feels like he has some development that he needs to do on some other levels of approaching me, thinking that I'm just, I get it. I get what he sees, but I also get that.
Yeah.
You know, I am a human. I'm on this human planet, and I need to know, like, this person is grounded, not just like in the journey of just having like bliss and just being like, oh my God, this person is like a good drug. So
right.
That's the feeling I get, like that feeling like I'm not a drug. I mean, if I, you know, once you get to know me, that could be good, but no.
Well, that's what happens to a lot of people. They attach themselves to people thinking that somehow they'll solve their problems and make themselves
right.
feel better, and we
right.
can only do that for ourselves.
Yep.
You have to do it for yourself. Nobody else can do it for you.
Yep.
Well, we do have another caller, Yvette, and we're going to talk about positive thinking after we take that call.
Thank you so much.
So feel free to stay tuned in if you want.
I will.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
And you have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. We have another Skype caller. And what is your name, please? Hello? Skype caller, can you hear me?
funny.
I don't know. I can hear some clicking.
I do, too.
Yeah. Maybe you have your mute on. Well, we'll come back to you. Hang in there. I don't know if there's a technical problem or what all, but we're going to talk about positive thinking, and then we'll come back to you, Skype caller. Okay, so what do you have to say about the power of positive thinking, Ada Marie?
All the thoughts are things. Now that if everybody realizes that every thought is a thing, they would not think a thought that would bring them a negative response. Now, that's not easy to learn, but if you had a grandmother like I did, you would learn it. Short and sweet. What you have to do is, when a negative thought comes, okay, say that you're waiting for somebody to pick you up to go somewhere, and you've waited 10 minutes longer than you should, right? Well, you're going to be upset about that because they're late, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you think that the negativity is that they didn't get on time and that now they're wasting your time and blah, 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 blah. I can't think of all the things that go with that, but there's a lot of them. And then they show up. And then you get in the car and you maybe you're a little upset. You say, well, what happened? Why didn't you get here? And they give you the reason. Then what leg do you have to stand on except to say, I'm very sorry. I was ready on time, but I could have done several things. And they said, well, there was nothing that could be done about it. I went to get gas, and I had to wait in line. So I'm telling you that if you find a negative about somebody being late, and this is a big thing because some people hate to wait. If you find a negative with somebody coming to meet you or do something with you, you're going to get nothing but that throughout your life. But if the person is 10 minutes late and you've had time to write a note, to sweep the floor, to put some papers together, to stand at the desk and write some things down that you need to do later in the day, if you've had a project that you can do in that 5 or 7 minutes that person is late, you have done yourself a gift.
I've got it.
Okay.
It involves putting the responsibility back on yourself. And, you know, it's pointless to get upset about something that may be beyond another person's control. And until
Correct.
You know what that is, it's just a question of casting a judgment against somebody.
And instead of doing that, I always have on my desk and my counter, I always have two or three things that while I'm waiting for somebody that I can work on while I'm waiting. I never leave my waiting time empty. I always set several things there that I could work on a little bit while I'm waiting for somebody.
That's good. Well, we can come back to talking more about positive thinking. There's a lot more that can be said. We do have another caller, and I'm going to try that Skype caller again to see if if they can hear us this time.
Okay.
Hi there. You're live on the air, Skype caller. What's your name? More clicking. Okay, we'll try the other call. Area code 216. You're on the air. What's your name?
How you doing? This is Desmond.
Hi, Desmond. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Do you have a question for Ada Marie?
Do you see me meeting within the next year, a soulmate or a twin flame?
Do I see you meeting one?
A soulmate or a twin flame in the next year?
I don't know about the next year, but I do know that you are going to meet someone who you are going to be very, very enamored with. So be careful, because that person is a wonderful, kind person. They're not fast. They don't move fast. They work methodically, and you seem to be a fast worker. So that person is one of those people that would be good in your life if you could take your time to realize that they don't work as fast as you do, okay?
Okay, don't work
Does
as fast
make
as
sense?
Me.
What did you say?
I'm trying to understand that. I kind of get it, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you? Does it resonate for you, Desmond? Are you a fast worker?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
he's very fast. Yeah.
Yeah, in a physical sense, but if it's like a relationship, I take my time. If it's in that sense, I don't mind taking my time. In a physical sense, yeah, I'm a fast worker, so.
Yeah, you really are. You're a speed demon. So it will be a good thing, because they will have patience for your speed. It takes patience to work with a speedy person. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
So, but you will, if you haven't seen that person or come in contact with them early this year, you will before the fall season starts, before November. So that person is around you somewhere at this time, and I don't know exactly where, but not too far away. Okay?
So he will meet this person before the end of the year.
Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Shock himself.
Yes.
That'll be good.
Okay, so she's... You said she's like real peaceful and nice. You more that type of personality, you said?
Yes, it will be a real person.
Okay. All right.
It'll turn out to be a very wonderful, wonderful working relationship.
Okay. I'm going to look forward to that and get ready.
Yes.
Try to slow down a little bit.
It'll
you know,
be fun.
So.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. Appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, Desmond. We're going to talk about the power of positive thinking now.
You positively sit down with a pencil and paper and write a description of this person, the way they, how tall they are, how short they are, how much fun they are. They like to laugh and be happy. They like to work. They're good workers. They like their jobs. They like the people around them. They're friendly. Write down everything in that description that you like of a person that you were going to spend your life with. That's an important thing to do, and I say that to people all the time. And people in the film industry are constantly calling me up and asking me about a person, and I tell them to do this process. And we have some of them now that have been married a lot of years because they did the write-up before. And then they call me up, and we go over the write-up, and I tell them, oh, you forgot to put in this, or you forgot to put in that, or that's not necessary because you're doing this, this, and this. So it's really a wonderful thing to do, to cut out all the riffraff out of a relationship. And everybody should try it. It works. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Yeah, you talk about
I don't know. I think Desmond's still there.
Yeah. I didn't know if he cut me off or not. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That way you
okay.
You write it down. You kind of pinpoint everything that you. Yeah, more detailed. I'll get you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and write it out. read it over and read it over until you've written it just the way you want it. You'd write it more than once. I know a man that spent 6 months writing that thing down, and he was in Hawaii on a vacation, and I've met these people, and he took a lady to dinner, and they were visiting and talking, and he said, well, you know, he was interested in eventually getting married, but he had gone to this lady, and she told him to write a list of the kind of a person he'd like to be married to and things. And so they were he got out his list, and she said, just a minute. And she reached in her purse, and she said, I got a list too, because I went to a lady and talked to her.
Uh-huh.
And I have a list. So between the two of them, they went over their lists, and they were pretty much alike. She had to make a couple of different changes that would not be difficult for her, but it was very funny because now they were in Hawaii, both of them on vacation alone, and they met, and they each had a list that came from Ada Marie. So I got a telephone call that night, and when they got back to California, they made an appointment and came out to see me. And I never seen two people that looked more like they belonged together than those two. They were so happy. They were so having such a wonderful time. And they had both decided not to have any children, which I thought was a sensible decision when they both thought the same way. But it's none of my business. So I was really pleased to meet them and see them. And about 2 years ago, they came here. They found that we moved out of California, and we lived in Arizona. And here they came, and they were still just like two kids just getting married. They were just as nice as they could be, having more fun than you could ever dream of. So that was a wonderful thing. I appreciated the fact that they came back to see us, and I made dinner for them.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, Dustin, thank you for your call. Did you have anything else for Ada Marie before we let you go?
Yeah, one more thing. I know I have to move, like, down south near water, because when I went to San Diego, I felt the serene, the calm and serene feeling. So I know I have to move somewhere down south, but I'm trying to decide whether I'm thinking Florida or Georgia. What do you see?
Do you live in Fort Ord, Georgia?
No, he's thinking of moving to one or the other, and he's wondering what you see.
Where was the other place besides Fort Georgia?
Florida.
Florida.
Florida. What made you think that you wanted to live in Georgia?
I don't know. I just know because I'm learning holistic health, and it's just I just know I have to be near some water. I do know that, but I just those are two that just came up to me.
Mm-hmm.
I stay in Cleveland now. I stay in Cleveland, Ohio. So
you are. I think you would find Georgia to be very comfortable.
More so than Florida, Ada Marie?
Yeah, more so than Florida. I think if he goes to Georgia and he has a job there and he can move because he can get close to the water in Georgia too, he would be happy there. That's what it looks like. And I don't know if the coastline in Georgia is on the coastline or not.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be good. You'd like that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Go try it out and see. Try them both out and see which one you like best.
Have you ever been to either?
I've been to different parts of Georgia, like when I was younger, and I've never been to Florida, because I can remember, so... Mm-hmm.
Well,
so I definitely
want to
take both of them up.
If you like it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But I have a feeling you'd like Georgia of the two, but you go try it out and find out.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Florida,
okay.
I'm scared of the hurricane, so, yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
That's the thing about Florida. Yep.
I didn't think about the hurricanes, but I know that there's stuff there that's not comfortable.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for the insight, and I'll definitely think I'm starting that list tonight.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, Desmond.
All right. See y'all, guys. Good night, and thank you.
Well, you'll have fun looking around both the places, Florida and Georgia. And it'll be amazing when you find the place that hits you and that this is it. And that's what will happen to you. It'll come to you wherever it is. It'll be, okay, this is it.
I get
it's
that
probably
intuition
work,
to kick in.
It'll work the same way with the woman he's looking for, too.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Oh, he'll know her. It's a funny thing. He's like walking up a walkway to go into a restaurant, and is, you know, he looks down a lot. He don't look up and around a lot. And all of a sudden, he walks right into this lady, and they just stare at each other.
Oh,
and it'll
wow.
be really funny. I'd be excited to see what happens.
Like a movie, huh?
So keep your eyes up. Eyes up. Look in eyes.
Right.
Yeah. That's where you make the connection, is through the eyes.
Right.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be, okay, it's going to be exciting.
It will be exciting.
Okay.
Well,
when I meet her,
go ahead.
I'll meet her, I'll call you up. So.
Absolutely do that. Let us know.
Yeah. Do you want her phone number, Desmond?
Yeah, yeah, you can just say it, and then I can go back on a blog talk and write
I'm
it down.
I'm in Arizona. 520-896-9510. And you can call between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
And that is Arizona time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for calling, Desmond.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
it. Have a wonderful week. Yeah.
Okay, you too.
God bless.
Yes.
All right, we're going to try this other caller one more time. Maybe the third time will be the charm.
Okay.
Okay, Skype caller, you're on the air. What is your name, please? Well, I guess they're not tuned in. I've got them live.
Either that or they're not, they don't know how to turn the mute off.
Yeah, or maybe they're just listening. Some people are shy to talk.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say today, Ada Marie?
Well, we're running out of time, but I'd like people to think twice before they make a decision of anything. Give themselves a moment to think about something. Don't jump in the heart of the gnats without a blanket. That's what my dad used to say.
Hmm. So that's a good saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he'd say, always think about it. Give yourself a little time to think. And then sometimes you're very, very lucky that you didn't say okay and yes and whatever, but that you said, well, I'll just think about it. That's always a good way to do it, to say, I'll just think about it.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense because a lot of times if we're impulsive by nature, we're not coming from a place of wisdom.
We're not.
Yeah.
And And like my dad said, the word think is very helpful because everybody should think about things.
I always say to think with your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do think with my heart.
I know you do.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Yeah.
So I think everybody should take the time, even if they have to turn around and walk away a little bit or go to a restroom just to get space so they can think.
Yeah. Well, that kind of comes back full circle to what we were talking about in the beginning, which was love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you know, love is a wonderful thing, but it has to be from the heart. It has to be in the heart center.
Right.
Otherwise, it just isn't. It's air. It's airy. It's nothing you can grab onto.
Right. Right. That's very true.
Yeah.
Well, it's a challenge to stay in that place.
Oh, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm. Nothing in life is easy. Simple, but not easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I always say to people. I say, anything that's simple is very difficult.
Right. Right.
It's got its place.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, anything else that you want to, any other tidbits of wisdom you want to share before we close?
Well, the only thing I know is that some people have called about the weather, and they're telling me that they don't understand how the weather can change so drastically. Is some human being doing something with the weather? They've heard that there are people working with the weather and changing the weather elements in different areas. I know nothing about that, and I have no way of knowing anything about it. So all I can say is I just go one day at a time, and whatever I get. Today we got sunshine, we got a beautiful day, and we got no wind, and just a gorgeous, gorgeous day, and it's 40 degrees, and that's wonderful.
Wow.
I mean, even though it's 40 degrees, it's still more wonderful than you've got in New York City with 60 or 50 or 40 or 30.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think we are lucky if we've got 20 up here in upstate New York.
Yeah, I bet you are lucky. So I can't say anything about the weather because I'm that's not my cup of tea. Whatever God gives me, I just live with it.
That's right. Well, that's what we all need to do. Acceptance is the answer to all of our problems today.
It is.
Yeah.
When you accept what you have to deal with and deal with it, then everything turns out fine.
That's right. Yeah. And there's no anxiety when you're in a place of acceptance.
No, there isn't. So.
Right.
Oh, there she goes.
Yeah.
We're just about off the air. Listen, everybody. Listen. Please, please like yourself. Take a look in the mirror and tell yourself how healthy and happy you are. That will do you more good than anything you can do. So have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And remember, you are special. Every single person is special.
Absolutely. And we're on every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So feel free to tune back in. Let us know what's going on in your life, what changes have happened. And if Ada Marie has hit the mark, let us know that too. We'd be happy to know that.
We would be happy to.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Take good care, hon.
I will, and you too.
Okay. God bless.
Okay. God bless you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.